Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Tmura, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Vlad Toida Utmirasa. The baby of a carbon Toida, and the Tmura of a Toida. Vladan, Vlad Vladan, their children and their children's children, Ad Saifa Olam, till the end of time, literally, meaning to say, it doesn't make a difference how many generations. Hari Elu Ketoida, they all have the same halacha as the carbon Toida itself, it can be brought on the Mizbeach. And you have to eat it according to the halachis of the carbon taida. Ubulvad. The one exception is she'enan te'unim lechem, how they would be different than the actual carbon taida that a person is magdish, is that they won't require the 40 loaves of bread that normally comes along with the carbon taida. Now, a carbon taida is a thank you carbon, and a person would bring a carbon taida when he survived one of four situations: sickness, going through a midbar, coming out of jail, or crossing an ocean. So the Karban Taida is similar to a Karban Shlamim, but it's different. It has different halachas. You have the breads that come along with it. It's also eaten only for a day and a night, as opposed to a Shlam that's eaten for the day you shechtu, that night plus the whole next day. So the Tmura of a Taida and the children of a Taida, you can be makrevit. You have to eat it with the same restrictions, but it doesn't require the chalos. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Tmuras Oila, the Tmura of a Karban Oila, Uvlad Tmura, and the children of the Tmura of the Karban Oila, Uvladan, their children, Uvlad Vladan, and their children's children, Atzaf Ha'olam, Re'elu Ke'olah, they all have a din of a Karban Oila. Your makabit on the Mizbeach, just like you would a Karban Oila. Matun and Hefshit, like a Karban Oila, it has to be skinned, Vinatuach, and cut into pieces before it's put up on the Mizbeach, V'cholel Le'ishim, and it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, wait a second. A carbon oila can only be a zachar. It can't be in a keva. So how could you have a child of a carbon oila? And the answer is as follows. Suppose I have a carbon oila, and I do tmura. I take another carbon, I say, I want to substitute it. So if I took a keva, and I said, I want to substitute this with the carbon oila, I can't be marked of it as an oila, because there's no such a thing as a keva being a carbon oila. But what does happen is it gets the kedusha of an oila. So if that Tmura, that Nekeva behemoth that got his Kedusha through Tmura, if that gives birth, that male baby could be brought as a carbon oil. So we have to be very careful how we touch the Mishnah here. The Batanura stresses this. When the Mishnah says that the Tmura of an oila and the child of a Tmura can both be brought as a carbon oila, you have to know exactly what happened. If I brought a Zachar and I said there should be a substitute for the carbon oila, that itself is brought as a carbon oil. If I brought a nekeva, then only its child can be brought as a carbon oil. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned over here. Vlad Toida, as well as Tumurasa, and as well as subsequent generations, all have a din of a carbon Toida. You see, a carbon Toida and a carbon Shlam could be brought from the nekevas. You could have a Vlad Toida. The only thing is, the Toida comes along with 40 breads. Part of those breads, by the way, goes to the Kehanim. The rest are eaten by the Balam, like Kaddishim Kalim. The Vlad Toida, the Tumura's Taida, does not come along with these breads. But it has the other halachis of a carbon Taida. An oila can only be a zachar. So the Tumura of a carbon oila, child of the Tumura, subsequent generations at Safa Oilam, all of a din of a carbon oila. We explained that the oila itself is a zachar. But if I did Tumura with an akeva, so the din is, its child could be brought as a carbon oila. And it requires whatever other halachis an oila requires, which is the skinning, the cutting up, and that is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Now let me ask you something. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can't be makriv the Vlad of a carbon shlamim, because I'm scared the person's going to push it off until he has a whole herd of shlamims. And we learned that according to Reb Shimon, even the Chacham Mar Moida, with the child's child, that you can't. When it comes to the children of a carbon Toida, no one seems to argue, no one seems to have a problem being makriv the children or even the child's child. And the reason is, carbon taidas are less likely than carbon shlamims. Shlamim was your standard carbon. You want to be makar of a carbon. Taidas only if a person went through one of those four situations that we discussed earlier. Coming through a midbar, crossing the ocean, coming out of prison, coming out of sickness. Where today we would bench goimel. So it wasn't as common. A chazal only makes zeirois in common situations like by a shlamim, and not by situations that were not so common, like a carbon taida That's how the Mefashim explained there.